May 5th marks a National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, or MMIW. The date comes with Indigenous-led efforts to raise public awareness around high rates of violence committed against Indigenous women and girls, and the lack of prosecution or even adequate investigation of the crimes. On Friday, students from the American Indian Academy of Denver organized a rally on the steps of the state capitol. Among the speakers was Raven Payment of the Colorado MMIW Task Force.
We passed a Senate bill last year establishing an Office of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. This office lives within the Colorado Department of Public Safety, and its sole focus is dedicated to addressing this crisis. And I'm going to call the director out right now, who I can see standing over there, Aaron Julian, with his hand up right now. And Director Julian's sole focus is working on these cases, working with your families. When a person goes missing, he's the one yelling at law enforcement to get the missing Indigenous persons alert out. We have a missing Indigenous persons alert system. We are only one of two other states that have this. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your race is, what your gender binary is. It just matters that you're Indigenous. And this alert system goes out to all law enforcement and all media and anyone who signs up to subscribe to the email list. If you have not subscribed to that email list, do hit me up after. I will show you where to go to make sure that all of our communities are getting these alerts out. When we started this work a couple years ago in developing this task force, there were only 13 cases listed in the Colorado Bureau of Investigation's database for cold cases that were identified as Indigenous. In 2 years' time, we have identified 84 additional cases. These are missing people, but a vast majority are unsolved homicides. 64% of unsolved homicides of Native people in Colorado reside within the Denver Police Department's jurisdiction. 98% lie within jurisdictions along the Front Range. Only 3 reside within tribal communities. So it is these urban metro areas that are really committing the most violence against our people. And I think we all know the statistic that 96 perpetrators of violence against Native people are non-Natives. So I'm standing before you today on the steps of this Capitol. As we're standing here right now, an additional provision for that Senate bill that we passed last year is supposed to be heard in the room right up here on this balcony. That's the House of Representatives chamber, and they'll currently be debating and voting on whether or not to pass this bill into law for the third time this session. When we walk, when we stand in front of this building, there's a whole rotunda of portraits of nothing but white men that enacted policies that tried to ensure that we would not be standing here having this conversation. And again, I'm going to look at my young people here that are standing here and be so proud that we are existing and that we are strong. And thanks to Renee's chant, we do know that we are going to fight back to ensure 7 generations from now we're still here. And I swear to God, we better not be having this conversation anymore, that this crisis will be finished. So I gave a bunch of dire statistics, which I hate talking about because they're awful and they're traumatic and they're violent. And my hope here going from today and with this office and with this work and screaming at law enforcement and our legislators to pay attention to us and start doing the right thing, that these statistics will go down and this crisis will end. And we won't have to be sitting out here on a beautiful day in Colorado parading our trauma around to plead for basic humanity. Miigwech.
That was Raven Payment of the Colorado Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force, speaking on the west steps of the Capitol Friday. Lawmakers in the House passed a bill Saturday to strengthen a recently created office focused on documenting and addressing disproportionate levels of violence targeting Indigenous people. Friday's rally at the Capitol was organized by students from the American Indian Academy of Denver, a 3-year-old public school serving grades 6 through 10. Terry Bissonette is the school's founder. She spoke with KGNU's Verity Matthews after the rally.
To be honest, I did not want the kids to do this rally. We started out doing a lot of research about missing and murdered Indigenous relatives, and the national tragedy and crisis that it is. And our students became so passionate and so engaged with the research and all of the things that they were finding out that they wanted to come out to a public square, basically, and raise awareness about this issue. And so the school that we are, we're very responsive to our students and really encourage them to empower themselves, to be active, to be outside, you know, really demonstrating their passion and about, especially about issues that they care about, to show them that they can really engage and change their world now and not have to wait until they're an adult. And so when we had a group of high school students that really wanted to have a rally, really wanted to be on the west steps of the Capitol, speaking their truth and raising awareness about this issue, we made it happen for them and brought out our entire school, had community members support them, and it was a great day.
Who do you think most needs to hear and to understand why you guys are out here?
I think the general public and in general, because this is an issue that's been going on for decades. Our relatives go missing, or they're murdered by the thousands, and it's been going on for decades. And it's the tragedy is oftentimes those murders go unsolved. We are. As Native people, we are the most policed people and also the most under-policed. On our homelands, we have at least 3 police agencies on all of our reservations, the FBI, tribal police, and also the BIA. Some of our reservations also have state and county police as well. But when one of our relatives goes missing or is found dead, those things go often unresolved. And so it's really, really important for the general public, as well as our elected officials and law enforcement, to understand that our children are watching and they're understanding the realities that they're facing as Indigenous people and the realities that their relatives are facing as Indigenous people. And so it's very important for all of us as adults to respond to them and to let them know that that we matter. That Indigenous people matter, and that you know, bringing justice to our people is very important.
The American Indian Academy of Denver is one of a handful of Denver public schools slated for closure. The school opened just before the COVID pandemic and has struggled to maintain a level of enrollment high enough to convince the school board to keep it open. Hather Brown is a parent of 2 students at the school, as well as a substitute teacher.
So American Indian Academy is just that. It's a school that's founded around Native American principles and moralities. We instill in our children to embrace their heritage wherever they come from. We have children from all different nationalities, all different colors and mixtures. So we teach them to really embrace who they are. We also have a earth-centered curriculum, so we teach our children to respect the earth, same way they would respect themselves, same way they would respect their relatives in their community.
The school is in danger of closing, or is closing?
The school is closing. We had a battle with DPS back in December to get funding to keep the school open. We convinced DPS that they had a moral obligation to keep these children in school until the end of the year. So they gave us funding from December to May. And in May, our doors will be closing without reopening next year. Yeah, unfortunately.
What does that mean to the students?
A lot of these students will be displaced to the schools that are in their neighborhood. But it's just really disheartening because we've really developed a family at the school. A lot of these kids have been going to the school for the 3 years that they've been open. They've all gotten to know each other, grow up with each other. So it's definitely going to be a big change for them, especially the younger kids who have been in there for 3 years. But we're hoping that we can have a strong community aftermath. And going into the new school year, that we can still be a support to the children.
Thanks to KGNU's Verity Matthews for sharing that audio from the rally around missing and murdered Indigenous women.